Hello, everyone. It's me, NCR, here with another episode of the Sunshine Podcast. And so you're going to hear me say that twice because I originally wasn't planning to share this episode of the Sunshine Podcast as an audio episode. I was thinking it was just going to be a video-only episode, but I was like, hey, you know, I've got the video files. I can, well, like I do for every episode, you know, I can, what's it called now? I don't even know the word. Transform them into audio files. Now, what's the word? Change them. I don't know. But yeah, I have the video files. I can turn them into audio files. So I did that. And I hope it makes sense to you. Like, because, well, for one, I have two intros. And then also, otherwise, the rest of the audio should go smoothly, should sound nice. I am going to stick a couple, what do you call them, commercial breaks or in this audio-only episode, just because with Anchor, they make it really easy to throw ads in there and or sponsorships so I can make money from this episode. So other than that, this episode should sound fine. But I'd highly encourage you, like, if you, because, you know, I wasn't thinking about making this an audio episode. I was just going to do this a video episode. But, you know, I don't know if I have more, you know, loyal audio listeners to my podcast. And podcasts are generally supposed to be audio. So, like, it would totally not make sense for me not to have turned this into an audio episode. Because, for one, this is one of the longest episodes. And it's just me talking the entire time. And you know, I recorded this on a Sunday, but I'm releasing this and recording this little bit here on a Thursday here. So since Sunday, you know, I've started, and this is something I've been kind of working on for a few weeks here, Daily Sunshine. So I released, 3 episodes of Daily Sunshine this week. And, when I first started season 2 of the Sunshine Podcast, they were generally supposed to be shorter episodes. And so most of my episodes are, you know, 20 some minutes long, but this one here is about an hour long. And so the Sunshine Podcast is really, I'm going to do a summary episode here in a few more weeks of season 2, but it has really changed. You know, like, if you ask me how I've changed and how and stuff, I would say maybe I don't know how I've changed. But looking back, though, like, I love that I have this podcast to look back on, too, and just how, I mean, my video editing skills have changed, just my podcasting skills have changed, I've become better at them a little bit better, and just, episodes are definitely a lot longer than they used to be, so this is season 2 of the Sunshine Podcast. I don't know how season 3 is going to look, definitely longer episodes, but the Daily Sunshine is something that is a separate thing that should be shorter episodes, no longer than 10 minutes. And so, I have a few more great guests on the Sunshine Podcast. And then something my video listeners don't know is that next week is an audio-only episode. So, which you guys didn't need to know that because you guys will find out about that. And I hope I don't know if it'll be a longer one. It is because, you know, I'm just rambling on here. I am an introvert, and so I don't know how my conversations with other guests will go. And so I don't know how the interview will go that I have scheduled for next Monday, I think. It may be a longer conversation, and it may just be short. So I don't know what you guys like. And if you would love to leave, you know, feedback, feel free to do that. I do have a Discord server for the Sunshine Podcast. I may or may not include a link to that in the description of this episode. Just depends on if I remember or not. If you follow the Sunshining and if you follow me and subscribe to me elsewhere, you will, find maybe a link to my Discord server if you don't even know what Discord is. I don't know. But, what was I saying now? What was I going with that? Oh, yeah. Feel free to leave feedback. I mean, I would like to have, like, I know I have a loyal audio group of audio listeners. Like, I have 4 or 5 of you guys listening to this. And so, I was just saying, I would like to just interact with you and connect with you more. So either, you know, through, social media platform, like Discord, like I mentioned, or, you know, Instagram or Facebook or whatever. And, you know, because I'm on all these different platforms and I'm on YouTube. And so, you know, The Sunshining is my ministry name. So I'm on, like, Twitter as The Sunshining, on Instagram as The Sunshining NCR, on Facebook I have The Sunshining Facebook page, and then on YouTube I have The Sunshining YouTube channel, and then also I have my personal YouTube channel where I've been sharing most of these audio episodes, or not audio, most of the video form of The Sunshining Podcast season 2. has been on my personal YouTube channel, which is Non-Resistant Really. And so I think that's it for an intro. Let's just dive into the episode. I love you audio only listeners. And the Sunshining Podcast is a really good podcast. And maybe that's just me saying that, it's because I'm the host of the Sunshining Podcast. But I haven't been doing a 100% good job at being a podcast host and just like making it a good podcast, because I try to focus on so many things. Like, I try to do so many other things. Like, I try to write a message, and then I try to turn it into a video, and then into an audio episode. And so, yeah, it's not like your normal everyday audio only podcast episode. It's video format too. Hello everyone, it's me, NCR, here with another episode of the Sunshining Podcast. And this time it's all about me. I mean, every episode's about me, right? Just joking. I mean, I'm the podcast host. Sometimes I have guests here in the Sunshining Podcast, but today it's just me. And I know, like, I mean, I already said that already. Okay, this is the only episode that's just me. I mean, I do quite a few episodes that are just me. But today I want to kind of do a fun episode, kind of, and I just want to kind of put myself through some of the same questions and stuff that I put my last few guests from Carmel through. Before I get started here, there's a few things I want to say. Like I always do, I always record a little intro before I get to my guest. So, and today my guest is me. Number one, make sure you follow me on make sure you subscribe to me everywhere you can subscribe to me. Subscribe to me on YouTube and then follow subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast, because there's a lot of audio only episodes. Last week, so for those who are watching the video, this is episode 20. Last week I did episode 19. That was an audio only episode. So that was episode 19. Was not the only audio only episode that I did. There's over the course of season 2 of the Sunshine Podcast, I've done a few audio only episodes. So if you are just watching the video, you definitely are missing out on certain episodes by just watching the video, because also, besides having like audio only episodes, I started in 2021 here. When I was halfway through with this, the Sunshine Podcast season 2, I started writing and sharing my podcast notes and stuff on Medium, and that's not the only thing I've been sharing on Medium. If you've been a faithful listener, one of my goals for 2021 is to write 1,000 words a week, and so I think I've been doing fair good at that. I've been doing actually a story a day, so I have like over 50 some stories on Medium, they're not really stories, it's just what Medium calls them, but they're either like, whether it's like, like an inspirational thought or whatever, just something short, or if it's something longer, or if it's maybe a release update notes for Sun Bible, or just, you know, podcast notes. It's all on Medium. And so you can find the notes for this podcast episode on Medium, or better yet, you can have the podcast notes for this podcast delivered straight to your inbox by going to Medium and signing up for, there'll be a link to this in the description of the podcast, so don't worry about having to find it all yourself. Sign up for the Sunshining newsletter on Medium, because I have a couple different publications on Medium. The Sunshining publication, right there in the Sunshining publication, there's like sign up for the Sunshining newsletter. And you can get the podcast notes for this podcast episode delivered straight to your inbox. I'll be doing that from now on for future episodes. I will be sending, if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll be getting the Sunshining Podcast notes delivered directly to your inbox. And then also, because the Sunshining Podcast is coming to a close. This is officially episode 20. And so there's one, and next week I have a guest on, and then the last, three after that. How many episodes are there? Because there's approximately 24 episodes. The last few So I guess next week in the last few episodes, it's just going to be me. Again, just me. But, you know, after that, after the Sunshine Podcast ends, yeah, I definitely will continue writing stuff and continue sharing inspiration. And so, you know, the podcast is just one way to share it. And so I will be sharing it in different forms. You know, I still may continue sharing videos or just sharing it in a written form. But yeah, make sure you follow me on Medium. Because it really helps in a couple different ways, actually. And I'm probably talking more about it than necessary. But I am joining the Medium partner program, so I get paid whenever people read my writings on Medium. So, you know, that's one way of supporting me there. And then also just subscribing to me on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to me on YouTube and you know, hit the like button. And then feel free to comment. Share your thoughts about this podcast or about any episode in the comments. And that's it for now. Because I'm going to break this up into a couple days of recording. See, that's one of the things I love about podcasting. I don't have to record everything in one moment because I have a lot to say and a lot to record for this episode. And so I hope you're going to be blessed by this episode. Stick around. Stick around for the rest of it. So as you know, I'm doing this season of the Sunshining Podcast to shine some light into your life during the fall and winter months. And like I've said before, like, I have nothing against winter. I know, I've already, I love winter. Okay, where was I going with that? So, one question that I just came up with today, and I should have asked my last few guests this question, is how has winter been going for me? And just, or, like, what has the average temperature been? So, for me, winter has been just been great. It's been like earlier, like I started, and I kind of said this in a few last few episodes. So I find myself repeating myself in different episodes, but whatever. It doesn't matter if I'm repeating myself, I suppose. It's like you listened to that last week, and then you might have forgot what I said last week. So I'll be saying it again. So I can't even remember what episode I said this on, but. I started the Sunshining Podcast Season 2 in Canada, and so it was getting cooler there in Canada when we left. And then, yeah, we go to Texas. I mean, it's been beautiful all winter long. I mean, it's kind of confusing because when this episode comes out, yeah. Last week, it was minus 20 here in Texas. I mean, we had record-breaking cold temperatures for Texas. And so, yeah, it is, the world outside was covered with snow, and I was just like, it was a sight I never thought I would see in Texas this year. I wasn't planning to see. And it's just really cool. And I mean, I shared an audio-only episode about that last week. But yeah, it's just interesting how, like, I mean, you know, like, it's not a normal thing for Texas to experience that cold weather, but it can happen. Where was I going with that? Anyways, currently, like, as I'm recording this outside, like, there's still snow on the ground. It's just cool. Like, you know, there's water dripping off the roof of the house as the snow is melting. And just, it's just the sounds of, I guess you could say it's the sounds of spring, you know? there's different, spring has different sounds, but this is like, this is more of like a Canadian thing. Like, if you're in Canada and, you know, the snow is melting, it sounds like spring. Except, I mean, different times throughout a Canadian winter, though, there is warmer days and stuff when snow is melting. But it's kind of a springy, springtime thing. Like, you know, snow is melting. Snow is disappearing. And, yeah, it's kind of cool. Yeah. Okay. I don't know where I was going with that, but that's just kind of, I mean, my winter's been great, and now spring is coming. Okay, next question here. Oh, yeah, and one question I usually ask every guest, and I've gotten better at doing podcasts, and I've got better at podcasting over the year, I think. I seriously need to, like, not stick so much to my notes and just kind of be more, I don't know. But it's just my personality. Like, I think some people, like, Because I love listening to different podcasts, and just there's so much more upbeat, you know. And maybe I'm not so upbeat, and just so yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with that. Okay, that's why I can't even finish my thought. And you usually don't use the word upbeat for a podcast. But okay, one question I usually, and there's more questions I should have like this, but one question I usually ask every guest is what's their favorite flavor of ice cream? And so I'm not going to answer that again here in this podcast episode. It's not because I'm ashamed to like say what my favorite flavor of ice cream is. It's just because I said it in the very first episode, and then I've also said it in a few recent episodes. And I mean, to be honest, like, there's many good ice cream flavors, and so I mean, I like, I'm not necessarily, I'm not actually, I feel like I'm not necessarily loyal to any one type of ice cream flavor. I mean, I know, like I've said, like, like if you, and I'm not gonna say it again because I don't want to like repeat myself by saying what my favorite flavor of ice cream is. But where am I going with this? Yeah, favorite questions are hard for me to answer because my favorites are always changing. You know, I recently wrote a blog post or a post titled one titled Best Note-Taking Apps 2021, and that was a really fun piece to write because I discovered a lot of note-taking apps. And so one note-taking app that I'm currently using, and that's currently my favorite note-taking app, is SimpleNote. But yeah, so I wrote a piece about that, but being my favorite. And but you know, my favorite's always changing, my preferences are always changing, and I love, I don't know if that's true, like I don't know, ice cream isn't even something I eat a whole lot of. And that, you know, food is a whole other topic, and food could definitely be a big, I mean, it's definitely a big part of life. You know, everyone needs food, and so I could do a whole podcast about food, but that's not what I'm doing. Okay, let me, that's not what I'm doing. I'm doing an episode of, yeah, I mean, I'm doing a podcast just about shedding some light into your life and just sharing inspirational thoughts. So I'll get to that. I'll get to that. That's one of my last questions here, but let me move on and ask myself another question here. Oh my. What is one reason you decided to go to Carmel? That's a good question. One reason, what you know, I you know that, that's a that's something. Going to Bible college is something I pondered for a few years. But like, which one do I want to go to? And I grew up in a Christian home, but I chose God for myself, and so I really love God, and I just wanted to go to a Bible college. There was a few different Bible colleges I was looking at, kind of. Well, there wasn't too many, but there in Northern Alberta, where we was living, one of the closer Bible colleges to me was PRBI, Peace River Bible Institute. So I was considering going to that because I have like a lot of close friends that went to Peace River Bible Institute, and so I was considering that because it's a good cheap option. But also, this is something that highly impacted my decision to go to Carmel, was just working at Riverside Bible Camp. So a lot, but quite a few staff members that work at Riverside Bible Camp, they go to Peace River Bible Institute. But Mount Carmel, they have this camp team that goes around to different camps every summer. And so for 3 summers, I think, or maybe 4 summers in a row, I was paired with someone from Carmel. Like, for example, one summer, somebody from Carmel was my cabin leader, and then the next summer we were co-cabin leaders. And I'm like, okay. And then yeah, so 3 years in a row, and then so I was co-cabin leaders with someone from Carmel 2 years in a row. And so that, like, just being paired with someone from Carmel, that really highly impacted my decision to go to Carmel. And yeah, I just decided to go to Carmel. Yeah.
because of cool people that have gone to Carmel before. And yeah. So what is my favorite memories from Carmel? I'm an introvert, so I don't normally like to hang around or hang out with people, but one of my favorite memories from Carmel is just hanging out with so many amazing people. And I've featured a few of them here on my podcast. One of which is myself, Mr. K. Okay, well, yeah. but yeah, I don't even know. I mean, yeah, I don't know if that hardly counts as a favorite memory, but so many fun things. Like, I mean, going to like Vancouver and other things, and just hanging out and doing group activities every week. Just about, it was so much fun. So many awesome things. Okay, what is one of your biggest takeaways from Carmel? I have a few big takeaways, but I think my biggest one, and this is something that wasn't even taught at Carmel, like through a lecture. It was one of Carmel throughout the year. They have a couple open houses, and where people who are interested in attending Carmel can come and experience Carmel for a day. And so, at one of those open houses, there was an older person that attended and I was talking with her for a bit, and she, I don't know how this came up, but she shared how one of her things is no Bible, no Breftist. And what that means is, like, she doesn't have Breftist unless she reads a little bit of God's Word first. And that was just one of my biggest takeaways. And so I've made that my New Year resolution, like, no Bible, no Breftist. If I'm not gonna, yeah, I'm not gonna eat Breftist unless I read the Bible. And, that was one of my biggest takeaways from Carmel. That was like, so what's cool is, you know, so many, one thing I like about Carmel is just being surrounded by so many godly people and, you know, godly staff and teachers and professors or whatever they're called. And then just other godly people and, you know, godly people my age and, yeah, just other godly people. And, oh, another takeaway, and this is something like, yeah. That wasn't taught, because Carmel, but you know, besides having lots of classroom time, Carmel, you know, there's other things Carmel does and places you go and other things you learn. One week we went to churches and was just learning about the church. I can't remember this exactly here, but we heard like a message from somebody about how, I cannot remember this. I should have not even shared this takeaway from Carmel, but how there's kind of three types of questions you can ask yourself or ask like a child, I guess, if you're a parent, is, did you have fun? Where did you see God at work? And then, what did you learn? Yeah, so did you enjoy that? And then what did you learn? And then how did God use you? It's like three different levels of questions. That was another big takeaway. And another big takeaway, and one of my previous guests here in the Sunshine Podcast said, do you love God today? That was definitely a huge takeaway of mine. Do you love God today? And that's a really big question. That's a question we should ask ourselves every day. You know, do you love God today? What are you currently doing with your life? Well, that's a really good question. I mean, to be honest, I think I currently am recording episode 20 of the Sunshining Podcast. So, yeah, that's what I'm currently doing. I find it hard to multitask, so I'm really not doing anything else. I'm just recording this episode of the Sunshining Podcast, episode 20. Of the Sunshine Podcast Season 2. What do you plan to do with your future? Planning ahead is hard. I mean, really in this time that we're living in, because COVID-19 really changed everything. Because I know it's 2021 now, but a plan that I had in 2020 after, well, yeah, that was messed up because of COVID was I planned to do a book signing event in Edmonton. And so I wanted to, and I want to do a few book signing events, but I haven't done a single book signing event yet. So that is one thing I would like to do in my future, I guess. Like, it should have been a past event. Like, I should have already done a couple book signing events, but nope, haven't done a single book signing event yet. So, but yeah, planning for the future is hard. I don't know what the next 10 years hold. Like, and I try to make plans for a year, like, now I'm speaking of, like, past plans. Like, I kind of had, like, 2020 all planned out, like, way in advance. Like, I was attending Carmel, and then I was already, before 2020 even started, I was printed off some applications for working at Riverside again for the summer of 2020, but that did not happen. So, yeah, it's 2021 now, and so, I mean, kind of my plans are the same. Like, I love working at Riverside Bible Camp, and that's an amazing Bible Camp, and I can't believe I haven't talked about it more in the episode. One of the things I did at Carmel, I mean, I brought up Riverside Bible Camp so much at Carmel. I mean, there just was so much opportunity to talk about it. And I love Riverside Bible Camp. It's an amazing Bible Camp in Northern Alberta. And so, I wanted to, like, work at it, like, at least one more time or more. Like the thing is, like, yes, I'm going to work at it. Like, that's my plan for, like, the summer of 2021 here. I hope Riverside Bible Camp is happening this summer. And I want to work at it at least one more time. But, you know, I don't see it being, like, because I love it so much. Like, I love working at Bible Camps. So I usually, like, the cabin leaders are younger people. So I'm getting a little, I don't know, I'm not getting overly old. Actually, an interesting fact here is, like, you notice right now, like, I don't have, like, a mustache or whatever. One question, like, at the first night of camp, because, you know, every week is different set of campers, so first in a camp every week, we have, like, a get to know each other. And so one thing I do is ask the kids in the cabin to guess how old I am, and so they were guessing huge numbers. I think, like, in the 60s or 50s or something, they were guessing how old I was. So I do look younger now that I've shaved. Where is I going with that? So, okay, I don't know. It's not like I'm getting too old to work at Riverside Bible Camp. I mean, and there's other things I could do. Maybe I might be a director or something. I don't know. But I definitely want to work there at least one more summer at a Bible Camp. So, like, as I look ahead into my plans for, like, 2021, like, yeah, work there and then do, I don't know, either a podcast this summer, either a Cemetery Reflection podcast or a music podcast this summer, and then next, you know, the fall of 2021 here coming up. Maybe start season 3 or season 4, depending on, like, if I do, like, a summer season of the Sunshine Podcast. I don't know. Start that in the fall. And then maybe do some book signing events. And then also, there was this For King and Country concert that was originally planned for March sometime. Yeah, March of 2020, but that was postponed. And so it's now scheduled for sometime this fall. So that may be a part of my future plans, you know. But, like, honestly, beyond, like, I'm not attending any, you know, colleges or universities or anything like that. One thing I want to do is I just want to stay in I want to be in the full-time ministry, kind of. I want to be kind of in the mission, but I don't know how that looks. I mean, one thing, like, I want to do, like, I love writing, kind of. I mean, I'm not that good at writing, and but that's something that may be a part of my future. I contributed to a book, just wrote two short pieces for a book, and now I'm a best-selling author. Fun fact, if you haven't heard. But I don't, yeah, and I would like to, like, maybe write another short children's book this year, but, like, I'm not very good at looking beyond, like, the next year. I don't really have, like, a life plan for the next 5, 10 years and 20 years. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know how necessary it is to have, like, I'm somebody that likes to be organized and to have things laid out and scheduled. And I like the ability to say, like, I'm open, I'm flexible. Yes, I can do this, I can do that. But I just, well, I don't know what the future holds. I mean, I want to, like, yeah, I want, I don't know. I just want to continue. Yeah, I mean, I need to, I don't know. Like, I currently don't have a job. I'm currently not working anywhere. No, that's not what I'm currently doing. I currently said I'm recording this podcast, but yeah. What else? Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, I don't know what I need, like, I am a young person still, so I don't need to, like, I don't know, like, what, if marriage is a part of my future or anything like that, like, I'm just, so far, like, life is really easy for me, and so, yeah, like, I feel kind of, I know for certain people life is difficult, life is hard, and I try to be just easygoing, and, yeah, what was the question again? What do I plan with my future? I mean, I just, and this is something I'm not very good at. And like I said, like, I want to be in the full-time ministry, but like, kind of like, and I don't know how to look, but I mean, one thing that I just plan, for my future is just to be a light for Jesus, just to shine light into people's lives. And I try to do that, you know, with this podcast and just in other ways. It's not something I'm good at, but it's something I want to get better at doing. And, I mean, that's really, like, I don't really have any solid plans. I don't really have any clue how that's going to look, but that's kind of, yeah, I just want to be a light for Jesus. That's, and there's so many other things that will need to be a part of my life. Like, you know, maybe marriage, maybe a job here or there or somewhere, or, you know, hopefully I'd love it if I could work for a Christian ministry. I don't know. And other things, like, I just don't know what my future holds. Yeah. It's a hard question for me to answer. It really is a hard question for me to answer. It's a question that I don't like people to ask me. And it's not a question I necessarily like to answer, but it's a good question for people my age to think about, kind of. And certain people, like, I'm kind of jealous of them or envious of them, how they just kind of, they do have life planned out and more scheduled. So there's certain young people that really, well, I don't know, just, it seems to have it more together. And, but then I know there's a lot of people like me that maybe just don't have it all together and just don't have that solid of plans for the future. I know I certainly don't. And, hey, you know, if you're like me, I would love to connect with you. That's one thing I want to do. I would love, like, I don't know how big my podcast audience is, but I would definitely love to connect with my audience. And, no matter who you are, no matter who's listening to this. So I do, I get sidetracked so easily here, so I'm just going to go off a side trail here, because this is something I need to say in my podcast episode anyway, so I'll just say it right now here. The Sunshining has a Discord server, so if you are a big fan of this podcast, yeah, feel free to join the Sunshining Discord server, place for me to connect with all my fans, you know? Okay. Yeah, I think that about answers my question. I mean, one thing, yeah, what do I plan to do with my future? I would love to just connect with my fans. That's what I want to do with my future. Because that's how people, well, no, okay, I'm just going to stop recording before I say anything bad. What is something you want people to think about today? That's a really hard question just to answer right there in the spot, because, you know, something I love to do is I love to help people think, and I've been trying to do it for years. A couple years ago, I did this video series with my mother, Questions to Help People Think. It's a really good video series. If you've not heard of that video series by me, you should definitely go and check that out. Questions to Help You Think. I mean, I have questions to help you think about all sorts of things. But yeah, what is the thing I want people to think about today? You know, every day, like I said, like every day, well, not every day, but, you know, every once in a while, like, just an inspirational thought hits me that I just want to share with people and just want to help people think, or I just want people to think about. And, you know, every time, and I don't know, you know, I've never tried this, and this is something I want to challenge myself to do. I want to challenge myself, actually. I want to ask, well, I don't know if I want to ask myself this question every day, but this is another good question here. This is something I should ask myself every day, is what is something you want people to think about today? Just because that would maybe give me inspiration to write more about just, you know, inspirational things. But it is hard because, you know, as a writer, you know, I write, maybe there's like days when like a lot of inspiration hits me and I just write a whole bunch. And then if I schedule that out, see, if I publish that all at the exact time the inspiration hits me, then I'm just fearful, okay, well, what am I going to share next week? You know, what am I going to write about next week? What inspirational thought is going to hit me next week? And that fear has, you know, that's kind of a fear I have. And so sometimes then, so, but I have piles of thoughts though. I'm kind of behind schedule on some of them. And I don't even take maybe enough time to fully format and like write like a nice, you know, piece about a certain topic. It's more, I just share little half-written pieces just to help people think so they can take questions and you know, whatnot and just to think about different topics. Or is there another? But yeah, it, like, yeah, I need this as a question, like, I've been asking my previous guest here, the podcast, and this question I should ask myself every day, except maybe some days I don't get any inspirational thought and I don't have nothing to share. I don't know. Because I don't know, I just really love sharing stuff, and so there's certain days, like I said, that I just share a whole lot. Maybe there's days that go by and I don't share anything, but I try to share stuff, well, as soon as it comes to me, that way I don't forget it. But then sometimes, like, I do have I'm kind of behind schedule, like I have notes and stuff that I've just not shared, and it just piles and piles up. But there's nothing really sticking out to me right now that I want to share with people to help people think. But one thought, and every time I ask myself this question, maybe a different thought would come to my mind. I don't know. But one thought that just came to my mind right now for this episode of the Sunshine Podcast, and this is because, you know, what do I want people to think about today? And well, you're probably like wondering, okay, why am I stalling? What is it I want people to think about? What? I'm trying to like think how to word it, you know. His mercies are new every day. God's mercies are new every day. And you know, when I think about today, like, you know, as one of my main takeaways from Carmel is that question, do you love God today? You know, that's something daily we need to ask ourselves. But, his mercies are new today. And that's something I think we need to tell ourselves every day, too. His mercies are new today. You know, you might have messed up yesterday. You know, God will forgive you for that. Like, his mercies are new every day. There's, you know, and I probably listen to too much Christian music, but like, there's some of my, like, and his mercies are new today. That's found, and I'll share that as the verse of the week here soon after I'm done with this interview with myself. there's a verse of the Bible about his mercies being new today, but there's some good songs, and I can't remember all of them right off the top of my head here, but that says his mercies are new today, his mercies are new today. And then there's some other songs that go like, new today. There's this, well, last year Micah Tyler released this album titled New Today. And so I can't remember the lyrics of that song, but... his mercies are new today. Well, I think those are maybe part of some of the lyrics from that song, but then there's also another song with those lyrics too. But there's this song by Denny Gokey titled New Day. Today is a new day. I can't remember all the lyrics from that song. But so many good songs about, you know, new day, new today, his mercies are new today. Anyways, that's something I just want you to think about, like, along with the question, do you love God today? You know, you may have messed up yesterday, but today is a new day. His mercies are new today. And today is a new chance for you to be a new person. John chapter 3 talks about being born again. And so, you know, can you be born again and again and again and again and again every day? I don't know. Like, it's kind of a, it's definitely not recommended, like, to, like, because, you know, once you're born again as a Christian, you know, you're born again as a Christian. So you, another, So I don't know where I'm going with that. That's like a whole theological thing to get into there. But you, so it's, so being born again and becoming new every day isn't something you do, because you're born again once, I think. And but you can become, I don't know, you just need to think of yourself as a new, because we're new creatures in Christ. And we need to try to be new creatures in Christ. And let me get to the, there's this other verse here in the Bible, in one of Paul's letters to the church. It said, I protest by your rejoicing or something. I myself die daily. That, you know, there's so much, what's the word, paradox or whatever? It's, because when you, you know, death is like an old thing and like a dying away and like, but we become new, yeah, by our old past dying away. So dying daily is something we need to do. So just, yeah, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, what do I want you to think about today? Well, yeah, his mercies are new today. Today is a new day. You can be a new person by dying today. And that's kind of, I don't know, I probably talked for way too long. I hope everything made sense. Yeah, just something to think about today. You're, and do you love God today? And yeah, that's it for now. I'll record a little intro after this here, so the podcast episode isn't over yet. But I mean, this is a great place to stop and think, like, you know, and, you know, maybe if you need to just pause the episode and just think about how, you know, you were born again and, you are a new creature in Christ and you can die daily. Your old habits, your old self, you can, you need to, because every day is a decision. When you wake up and climb out of bed, like, who is living, you know? Do you choose to allow yourself to live today, or do you allow Christ to live today? And so dying daily is a daily decision you need to make. And that's something, you know, that's something, like, I honestly, before I started talking about this, like, often, like, in so many of my writings, because there was another thought, and I'm sharing this only as a writing on Medium, it's just that it's something, like, I am so not perfect at this. I am so not, and like, I have no way to talk about this. And so when I, you know, for like, I'm just going to share how God's mercies are new today. And now I'm talking about how, yeah, every day you need to just, yeah, think about how, yeah, to make the choice to die daily. Oh my, I'm just, I, that's not something I do, you know, and, but it is, and, you know, maybe it's not something we all need to do. I don't know, but, yeah, so just think about that today, and then, but think about it tomorrow, think about it every day. That's the thing, certain thoughts, like, that's the thing, one thing I don't like about Christianity, and it's just that there's so many things, like, oh, this and this and this and this and this, and it's not possible to do everything daily, like, you know, prayer daily, Bible reading daily, oh, I gotta think about this, I gotta die daily, like, but, you know, we're, you know, as Christians, we're gonna fail, we're gonna make mistakes. I know I certainly have in my life. Or maybe I haven't. I don't know. I think I'm a pretty perfect person. I'm just joking. Okay. Ignore anything that I... ignore that. I'm not a perfect person. But, yeah, we're going to make mistakes because there's so many things. Like, yeah, like I said, Bible reading daily, prayer daily, dying daily. We're going to fail. But just remember, his mercies are new today. And remember, like, that's a good thought to think of every morning when you wake up. His mercies are new today. And do you choose to live or do you choose to die today? Do you love God today? There's so many, and those are just the things that are on my mind that can be done daily, and that's what I want you to think about today. And I'm trying to use the word today a lot, if you noticed. What else? If there's, you know, the church is stronger together, and I'm so, like, young and not educated, so I can't think of anything else that needs to be done on a regular daily basis. Like, you know, as a writer, like, as a reader, I read these things, and one person might say, this is so important, you need to think about this daily. And another writer or preacher might say, this is so important, you need to think about this daily. So
I can't think of anything else right now that's really important that you need to think about daily or do daily or whatever, besides, you know, like I said, prayer, Bible reading, and then asking yourself the question, do you love God today? Or, you know, telling yourself that his mercies are new today and other things. But if there's anything, you know, like I said, the church is stronger together, the stronger together, we are stronger together. If there's anything that you can think that needs to be done daily, feel free to share that in the comments of this YouTube video. And feel free to share on Instagram that you're listening to the Sunshining Podcast. You can tag me on Instagram and you can just share some more thoughts, share your thoughts. You know, the Sunshining, and this, maybe it's because I don't have that many listeners, I don't know. I would love it if there was like a thriving, humongous community of people listening to my podcast. And like, if I was being tagged by like 1,000 posts every day, like if there's people sharing inspirational thoughts, like hashtag Sunshining Podcast or whatever, Daily Sunshiner, you know, I don't even know where I'm going with that. This is like a whole other topic. Okay. Anyways, you get the picture. I mean, you get the idea of like what I want you to think about today. It's just his mercies are new. His mercies are new today. His mercies are new today. So that is it for... No, that's not it for this episode, but that's it for now. One question I forgot to ask you, NCR, here before I let you go here is, why do you call the Sunshining Podcast a podcast for? That's a question somebody recently asked me, because, you know, certain people only see the YouTube side of it and how it's on YouTube, and probably more people. Yeah, and then I have a very small audience listening to the audio for it. And so the Sunshining Podcast is a podcast, and then I do it at, and I share the video too. But really, I was just thinking, I mean, because that's something I just thought about between the last little bit that I recorded there and before I was going to record my intro here, is just what makes this a podcast? Well, because I was getting a little bit long-winded there in my last, answer there. It's just that, like, there's different ways, there's different things, because, I mean, I know certain people do vlogs on YouTube. That's like a video form of a blog. And then certain people, like, there's... I don't know what they call them, but, like... Because there's, you know, there's different... I don't know. But this is definitely a podcast. Because I see certain people, they do these amazing YouTube videos. And they're just so, like... You know, like, well-edited. And that's not something I'm good at. Like, I've got to admit, I've done a fairly... I've not been... Like, my video editing skills have definitely improved over the year here of doing season two of the Sunshine Podcast a little bit. And then I'm, you know, because when I first got started with season two, I was using an online video editor, or no. Yeah. Well, or was I using a video editor on my phone? I know last summer, in summer of 2020, when I was doing the My Sister Named Faith series, I was editing a lot of the videos on my phone. And then, because there are a lot of good video editors for your mobile device. But I then in the when I started season two of the Sunshine Podcast, I was video editing on a Chromebook, so I was using an online video editor, and then now I'm video editing on a MacBook. So hopefully my video editing skills have improved, and then hopefully maybe the video editor I'm using is also better too. And so maybe hopefully that's making these videos better. But where's it going with that? Yeah, I see certain people, they do these videos that are my phone's going dead. Let me plug it in. That are just like. They clip every unnecessary thing out, and it's just like it flows. Let me just put this in here. It flows like they probably cut this out, or I don't know. But like there's just these clips, and like it doesn't even seem like it's individual clips. It seems like they're talking smoothly from like one topic to the next. But I can tell there's just sudden changes in their position, because they do cut out. Maybe they cut out all their ums and ahs and stuff. And I know podcasters maybe do that too in their audio editing. See, that's a difficulty, because it's both video and audio for me. And maybe certain podcasters cut all that out and other things out and make the audio flow smoothly. There's videos in different formats and stuff. And I mean, I guess really to answer the question is like, and same way I answered it before, is one reason. I mean, why I call the Sunshining Podcast a podcast for is because it is a podcast. I'm sharing it in both video and audio format. And podcasts, like, and there's different formats of podcasts, but for me, and I've followed a lot of different, I've tried different things and done every episode a little bit different. I've tried to kind of be consistent in the format that I do them. Like, I had, like, if you notice for, like, this episode and the last few episodes when I interviewed Carmel classmates, I had, like, a format and the same questions I asked every time. What was I doing with that? But I have also been, I've changed the format. I know I've done, when I do episodes with myself, I do it a little bit differently. And then this episode, I'm trying to follow that format. Where was I going with that? But podcast, you know, every podcast is unique, but and every video series or whatever on YouTube is unique. I'm just in this podcast, what I was trying to say is just that I try to be, well, it just, I try to, well, and I probably haven't done it. It's very hard for me to talk with others, actually. And so maybe certain the interviews have been too short. And especially when I'm talking about myself here, I'm just like rambling on and on and on and on. And so what I was trying to say here is that in it, I just, yeah, like a podcast is a place to chat for a long time, kind of, you know? I mean, there's certain, yeah, like there's certain podcasts that are just like 1 minute long and just like 1 minute of inspiration. But then podcasts are also like a couple hours long and just people chatting and stuff. And so that's why this is a podcast for whatever. You get the idea. Hello, it's me, NCR, here, closing out the episode. So, if you have not heard any of those songs that I was talking about there, about like New Today or His Mercies or New Today, and I think his, well, there's a song by Weird Messengers, I can't remember the title of it, but that has those lyrics like His Mercies Are New Today or something like that. So, if you haven't heard of that, and then there's the New Day by Natty Gokey too. That's a good song. Good songs to listen to. So those are kind of the songs of the week, which song of the week isn't really officially a part of the Sunshining Podcast, but you know, I kind of have some songs that I've just mentioned every week. And so those are, honestly, I haven't listened to those songs this week. Of course it is Sunday. This episode doesn't come out till Thursday of this week though, but and I may listen to them once or twice this week. I don't know, but they just kind of, they're on the same topic as the what I want you to think about today. So that's why they're the song of the week for. Okay, the verse for the week here. And, you know, I try to pick a verse that goes with what my guest, which was myself, shared about what I want you to think about today. And so there's a lot of verses that, I don't know which, where it's at in the Bible. So this is a challenge for you today. Because I like to, you know, yeah, a daily, well, not a daily challenge, but this week's challenge, which is a new part of the Sunshine Podcast, which I've never had this as a part of the Sunshine Podcast before, but I should definitely do some of that weekly. You know, challenge my guests, my audience to do different things. So my challenge for you this week is, and yeah, is to find the verse from the Bible that just says, "His mercies are new every day," or something like that. I don't know. Do some, you know, do some Bible study on it. Research the topic here. But the verse, what else? Yeah. I think that's all I'm going to say on that. The verse for this week here, or it's actually a chapter here from the book of Psalms here, Psalms 136. I think this is the only chapter from from Psalms that goes like this here. Every single verse ends with, "For his mercy endureth forever." So yes, his mercy is new every day. His mercy endureth forever. So I don't know if I'll read this whole chapter here because it's like 26 verses. And I recently, if you don't know this about me, and I'm, this is also a part of the podcast episode here where I advertise for Sun Bible. So, Sun Bible is a beautiful, simply beautiful place to read, to study, and to memorize God's word. And so I recently read through the entire book of Psalms, recorded it, and then shared the audio on YouTube. So, and that's on my other YouTube channel, The Sunshining, which I don't know if I'll maybe, I might create like a special channel for Sun Bible, or I don't know. It is kind of hard. Like, it's easier just to have one channel, and so, I mean, and this channel is my main channel. The only other channel that I have right now is the Sunshine YouTube channel. I'm thinking of maybe, okay, whatever. That's another topic. But yeah, I've shared audio for that. So definitely search. I mean, if you search Psalms, and this is Psalms 136 is like the verse or chapter for this week, or Psalms for this week, or and if you search Psalms 136, simply read, you can hear me simply read the entire Psalms 136. And also, besides just sharing, you know, audio for the Bible, I mean, Sun Bible is a desktop app, and you can get Sun Bible on your laptop, or if you own an Android device, you can find Sun Bible in the Google Play Store. Okay, let me just get to here. I'm just going to read a few verses from Psalms 136 here, and I think there was a couple in this chapter that are kind of funny here. But yeah, just Psalms 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Yeah. I'll just maybe skip to verse 7, just because I'll, you know, 7's a good number. Okay, to him that made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. Because it's kind of continuing on there, like, give thanks unto him, for his mercy endures forever. You know, to him that made the great lights, for his mercy endures forever. Yeah, with a strong hand, with a stretched out arm, his mercy endureth forever. Here, verse 14. So, you know, to really get this in context, I encourage you to read this for yourself here. There will be a link to where you can read this in context on Sun Bible here, to Psalms 136, because I have a unique page for every chapter or for every psalm, for every chapter in the book of Psalms. Okay, so this is my favorite. This is the one I was talking about here. So verse, maybe I'll start in verse 13 here. To him, did I just read verse 12? I think I did. Okay, to him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, sure, he saved his people, and this is getting onto a whole other topic here, because I love doing that on the Sunshine Podcast here, and I thank you so much for listening to me ramble on and talk about different topics here. But he saved his people; he made a way for them to go through the Red Sea. But then the Egyptians, that was the end of his mercy for them. I mean, kind of like he just like yeah, but overthrew Pharaoh. I mean, it's not that cruel in this passage here, but. I mean, we all know what happens or what happened there, like how they were, you know, smashed by the water, and all the Egyptians, all the Egyptians were killed. That went, or were they? Maybe they didn't. Maybe they. Well, I know some of the, maybe not all of them were in the midst of the Red Sea when it smashed over them and killed them. Maybe some are still behind. I don't know, but definitely Pharaoh. And so yes, his mercy, like. His mercies are new every day, and he is merciful, and his people, I mean, because we know his people, you know, if you read the rest of the Old Testament there, his people make mistakes every day, like they're failing and they're grumbling and all that, but his mercies, you know, his mercies are new. His mercy, because like this verse says, his mercy endureth forever. But where was I going to go with that? There's just a time when it's just like your time is up. I mean, you had, you know, and honestly, that time doesn't come until the end. So what was I going with that? Time doesn't come until the end. So it's not like, okay, you're 20 years old now and you haven't made a decision for God. Your time is up. Your mercy, I mean, your time for mercy is up. Your time for forgiveness is up. No, God is going to continue showing mercy to you as long as you are alive. And it's just your time is up when you're, so, you know, as a young person, I think we forget that. We forget about death. We don't think about death because we're so young. So I know I'm a young person, but so one thing, this is a side topic here. One thing I want to encourage you to do is just to think about death and be prepared for death, and to be prepared to, you know, and yes, his mercies are due, but yes, his mercies are new every day. But make a decision for God now at a young age, because, you know, if you wait till you're like 80 years old, it may be too late. You may never be 80 years old. So, yeah, his mercies are new today. He is merciful right till, I mean, yeah, because like you have right till, your dying breath to choose God. But I mean, you know, God's not going to force you. That's one thing I love about God. He's not going to force you to love him. I mean, he's not going to force you to choose him. It's a decision you have to make. And so, what will you choose to do today? Well, yeah.
Will you choose to love God today? Well, that is it for this episode of the Sunshining Podcast. I mean, if there's anything I forgot to say, I am just going to turn the camera on and start recording again. But I can always say more next week on the next episode, you know? Once again, thank you so much for, listening to this. And I hope I wasn't too long or drawn out this week. I apologize profusely for this. I don't even know how to pronounce that word. But I apologize deeply for... Okay, I just about forgot to ask you this question. Non-resistant or NCR, I don't know what they prefer to call you. Or what you prefer to be called. Anyways, what did you think of your driving? That's a good question. Well, because, I asked it almost every other Cornwall classmate that I gave a ride to what they thought of my driving here on the Sunshine Podcast. So I just thought I'd ask you. So, that's a good question. What did I think of my own driving? Well, I did so much driving. Like, I even dreamt about driving. No, I mean, like, I even, what's that? Like, you do so much of it, you even dream about it. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember if I even dreamt. Okay. I probably didn't dream about driving or dream or whatever. Drive while I was dreaming. Okay. But my memories are kind of a little fudged. There's actually a few times when I thought I drove. I was just messaging a Carmel classmate a few minutes ago here, and my memories, I thought I had given her and the group from, because one thing about Carmel is that on Tuesdays is, did we break up into different groups and go out and serve at different places, and so she was a part of the Hope Mission Kitchen group, and I thought I had given that group a ride before, but maybe it was actually somebody else gave them a ride. I think our group leader, Ken, gave their group a ride in our vehicle. And then also, I think they were using a vehicle that looked just like mine's. And so then I forgot and I thought I had given them a ride, but actually I didn't. So there's definitely a few Carmel classmates that I have never given a ride to, they're probably really thankful that I've never given them a ride. Anyways, but yeah, I mean, I was king of the roads there in Edmonton. Some of those roads were really scary. Like, so much traffic. Like, and driving in dark. Like, most of my driving, like, once I got familiar with Edmonton, most of my driving was easy. Was it during the daytime? But I mean, also another thing, and I should not have done this. Like, you know, because I'm not that good at driving, and I do not like driving. One thing I did in the second semester was I did DoorDash. I signed up with DoorDash, and I was delivering food. Like, I'll do it all through the app. Like, I get orders and then deliver food, you know, go to different restaurants, pick up the food, deliver it to the customers. I didn't do any of that late at night. I did that actually late at night a couple times. Or one, maybe one. Was it, maybe that was just once, and maybe it seemed like a couple times. But that was kind of difficult because driving in, definitely, I mean, you know, Edmonton's a huge city. And so there's, you know, even though I did quite a bunch of driving throughout Edmonton, there's a lot of areas in Edmonton I haven't been to. And it's driving in dark. I mean, in certain areas, it's just, it's hard. I'm just getting tired thinking. No, sorry, okay. I'm tired because of holding my phone in my arm. That's what I'm tired for. Okay. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for answering that question. You're welcome. okay.